When you say the other person is in their past, I think people might be wondering, well, what do you mean by that, the person's in their past? They're standing here in front of me. What do you mean they're in their past?
Let me give you an example.
Sure.
I'm working with a couple right now where the woman is a professional real estate broker, and the husband is very, very well-known in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have gone through, they were separating, getting divorced, but they've come back together after following these steps very, very committedly. So they're back together, and they are now moving from their old place into a new place. And all of a sudden, he gets very angry moving out of the old place, and they're packing together. And this really happened. It just happened not long ago. So he gets really, really angry that it's because of you that we didn't realize all the love and the peace and the socializing that I wanted in this house. She starts to react like she's always done, and she remembered these steps and mm-hmm. decided to stop. So she knew there was something going on that had nothing to do with what was going on in that moment.
So that's where you're saying about being in the past. He was living what took place up to this moment. She was in the moment.
She started to react. She started to get, well, what do you mean? What do you mean it's about me? You know, that kind of thing that created the separation initially.
Mm-hmm.
And they had been separated for a year and a half and had been together now a few months deciding to be together again. And so he explodes. She starts to react and she stops. And she just listens to what's going on with her. And then step number three is share the truth if you can create a safe place, which is what she did. You share the absolute truth, and the truth is going to be about you, not the other person. So she says, you know, I think what's happening is you're really missing your dad because you used to live on these grounds and play with, I mean, your grandfather.
Right.
You used to live with your grandfather and used to, you know, hunt here and hike here, and these are the grounds where this house was built, and now we're leaving it, and I think you're missing it. He got very, very sad and remembered and said, yeah, that's what's happening.
So she actually touched the right nerve for him, that she was she was astute enough to know that that's what was going on, though, right?
Yeah, because she knew that, why is he getting so angry at nothing right now? We're just moving, and we've decided very lovingly and happily to move.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't really about her.
It had nothing to do with her. It was about him and his past, and he didn't know it. He was unconscious about it.
But he was manifesting it as if it had something to do with her by accusing her of getting him to move away from something he didn't want to move from.
And it's because of you that, you know, it didn't work out in this home the way we wanted it to and stuff like that. But he was gone. He wasn't connecting. He was in his past. And she started to go there, too, because she was attacked, like she felt attacked
sure.
as a child all the time.
Well, it's a natural response, too, to try to defend yourself if somebody's attacking you, unless apparently they've learned from you what your program is to help people to catch themselves before they go there, I guess.
And then he had responsibility enough to respond to the truth, because she said, I think what's happening is you're missing your grandfather, and he got very quiet.
Yeah.
And he said, you're right, and he got really, really sad.
Well, had he gone through your program as well?
Definitely.
Okay, so that helped him to be able to understand what was going on. Since she raised that issue, it was probably easier for him to connect the dots because he had gone through your program.
Right, and he went right to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, had he not gone, he still would have shifted, because she just said the truth, and he would have. He may have not absolutely gone directly to what happened, but it would have changed the environment, because she very caringly said, I think what's happening is you're missing your grandfather. Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is when you attach or connect to the right dot, or, you know, press the right button? I don't mean in a negative sense. Mm-hmm. You see an emotional response in people. I guess whether it's anger, or in this case it was sadness or hurt, if you hit the right nerve or chord, you're going to know that you're there because they're going to respond, right?
They will respond if you're very equal and not attacking and not, you know, arrogant about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're very equal with it, they will respond. And even if they don't respond, it's going to change the energy because you're no longer in the battle.
Okay.
There's no fight because you're not fighting.
Mm-hmm. So go back and just mention the highlights of the first three again. I want to make sure people hear this.
Okay, you free yourself by knowing that whatever is going on in front of you has nothing to do with you ever.
Okay.
Never. Okay, number two, and with that, you know that every single thing you're feeling and going on inside of you is about you and only you. It has nothing to do with the other person.
Okay.
So that's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can just focus on me.
Right.
And then you make a commitment to stop and do nothing, because whatever you do is going to be in reaction.
Yeah, see, that's an interesting point, and I think that's a hard one for people, is to just not respond.
Hard.
I mean, if somebody's attacking or making a statement, your defenses go up right away, and you want to defend yourself. So
yeah, the reason they come up, Nick, is because you're in your past.
Okay.
It's reminding you of somebody who's attacked you in the past,
mm-hmm.
somebody who's been disrespectful to you, and so it gets big. It's not even the here and now.
Mm-hmm. It's just it's being aware, though, that it is from your past that makes the difference there. It's more empowering, I guess, if you become aware of that. You say, well, this is what I'm feeling, and this is why I'm feeling it.
And that's a great beginning to your self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very, you're like, okay, why is this coming up, and why now? Yeah. And then the next step is, if you're going to do anything, share the truth about what's going on with you. Like, I'm feeling really scared when you yell at me,
mm-hmm.
because it's reminding me of when my mom used to condemn and criticize me.
So that would that be step four?
Step three.
Okay.
You share it. Now, if it doesn't feel safe to share the truth,
mm-hmm.
then very gracefully create an exit and then just leave the situation. But always be totally aware of what am I feeling, when did it come up, what was said,
mm-hmm.
what's happening to me, and ultimately, we want you to, when you get away from the situation, step number four is write about it.
Okay.
Go to a safe place and write down, what was I feeling? Not write about you, not the other person.
Right.
What was I feeling when it was said? What was said? What did it remind me of? And because always, 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 if you go into reaction, it's always about your history and your past, always.
This is good.
Otherwise, you're able to know that they're just having a fit and has nothing to do with
right.
you.
Right. So what about step five, then?
Step five is choose differently. Choose that I am going, she says, I'm going to love my husband. I'm going to connect with him, and I'm going to get to the truth of this. And I want to create connection and love and not fighting and anger and rage.
She wants to get to the truth of it.
So she chooses differently. She chooses love over fear and over anger.
Mm-hmm. And in your program, that's what you teach people to do. Is everybody teachable? can they all learn this? And can all of us learn this?
Everybody who wants to make a commitment to themselves mm-hmm. to have love and abundance and freedom in their life can learn this.
So you're taking a whole lifelong of pattern, and you're saying that you can help people change that within a relatively short period of time.
One weekend.
And people will definitely come out of one of your seminars or programs being able to do what you just said to us.
It's just your whole life, in every area of your life, with money, with relationships, with careers, with vision, everything.
We can only scratch the surface here on
right.
the show, but I wanted to get this out because it's such an amazing concept, and I'm sure it's going to help a lot of people. This is really powerful stuff. I just wanted to ask you, did you enjoy spending this evening with us tonight?
I thought it was great, Nick. I love it.
Well,
I just love it when we begin to tap people and change their lives.
Well, I'm really glad you took the time to spend this evening with us here. And Esperanza, stay on the line. I'll be right back with you, okay?
Thanks a lot.
All right, sure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Soul Audio program. We hope that as you listened, it has touched your heart and soul, and that you will share it with others in your life. We have many powerful programs designed to support you in getting to know you, to have the relationships you desire, and to create abundance in every area of your life. For more information on Esperanza speaking for your group, company, or organization, and Soul Institute's other products and programs, go to soulinstitute.com or call us toll-free at 877-469-7685. That's 877, the number 4, my soul. The Mastering Your Life program has been called the single greatest breakthrough of this generation. It is, in fact, a blueprint for mastering your life. The Mastering Your Life program is an intensive weekend experience where you will explore the obstacles that have held you back until now while learning to make new choices for yourself. You will have the opportunity to know and choose your wisdom and inner truth over old past belief systems. For more information or to register now for the magnificent 3-day Mastering Your Life intensive, go to soulinstitute.com. That's soulinstitute.com. We look forward to being with you at the next Mastering Your Life Intensive. Create the life you envision and beyond, starting now.